In the gospel reading today, we hear two different points that go together. The first is right at the very beginning of the reading, where it talks about the just one who trusts in the Lord. The second point is at the very end of the reading, where we hear about the fact that he would not do evil. Those two go together in the sense that if we are going to trust in the Lord, we are going to be treated badly. You can count on that. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be persecuted by people who we thought were good people. We're going to be made fun of. We're going to be rejected. We're going to have all of these things happen. The question is, what's our response? It's easy on the natural level to try to fight back. It's easy to treat others the way that they're treating us. The Lord is not asking us to do that. He's asking us to put it in His hands. He's asking us to trust Him, that He will take care of it. And He'll take care of it in His own way. Because one of the things that often happens is He will allow all these struggles and difficulties and all the problems that come in order to help us grow in humility. So eventually He'll work it out. Maybe not in our time. We want it right now. This is unjust and we want this fixed immediately. It's not God's time necessarily. When we're humble enough to allow it to be fixed in such a way that we won't even gloat about the fact that it got straightened out, then He'll straighten it out. Until then, He's going to allow it for our good. Now, of course, if we can't even see that He's allowing it for our good, you can be guaranteed it's going to go on for quite some time, because all that that shows us is just how far away we are from truly trusting in the Lord and from any kind of real holiness. So as we move forward, we're going to be faced with another kind of situation. We're going to all have to trust in God. We're all going to have to band together, and we're going to have to practice charity. And we are all going to have to be lights in the darkness. We cannot fight evil with evil. It's stupidity. All you've got then is twice as much evil. It doesn't work. We have to fight evil with good. And so as things continue to get darker and darker and darker in the world around us, we have to shine brighter and brighter. As more people are persecuted, as more people lose their jobs, as more people are pushed to the side, we're going to have to be willing to stand with them. We're going to have to stand up and be counted. We're going to have to practice real charity. That's going to be a struggle for some because we haven't had to do that in our society. But this isn't a situation where any of us is going to be able to stand on our own and think we're going to be independent and do this. We need to be dependent on God and we need to be dependent on one another. We need to be there to help one another. And that's going to require huge trust in God. And it is going to have to require an absolute commitment to virtue, to not give in to evil, because evil is going to be surrounding us. And it's again going to be very easy to become like what is going on around. We cannot. Jesus didn't give in to what was going on around him. He stuck with what he was supposed to do. He maintained his virtue, and he went to the cross for it. We have to follow his example. We cannot give in to what is going on around us. We have to rise above it, and we can only do so by the help of God. So we need to turn to him. We need to trust. And that's going to be an absolute requirement for all of us. And we have to be absolutely determined that no matter what, we are not going to give in to the evil, but we are going to continue to practice virtue. We're not going to become like what's going on around us, even if everyone else is doing it. We're not called to be like everyone else. We're called to be like Christ. He has given us the example in the midst of the most horrendous evil that faced him, and he did not change. He continued in his goodness. And that's exactly what he's going to ask of us. So in our day-to-day life, we have that opportunity. Things go the way I think they're going to go. We're all going to have an heroic opportunity to be able to put these virtues into practice. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be fun. But it is going to be a way of saints. And what more could we ask for than for God to make us into saints?